from KQED.
Let's turn our attention now to Sacramento, where California lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown have a deal on a state budget for next year. From KQED's California Politics and Government Desk, Guy Marzorati reports.
California's budget battles have followed a familiar script in recent years. Governor Jerry Brown urges fiscal restraint, legislative Democrats push for new spending, only to have their proposals beaten down like a game of whack-a-mole in the final budget. But Senate Budget Chair Holly Mitchell, a Democrat from L.A., says legislators broke through in Tuesday's budget deal.
I think it's more progressive than past budgets in recent history, and it certainly is. And the fact that the governor acknowledged that it's progressive, I think, is a big deal.
Under the big deal, more Californians will be eligible for both subsidized child care and the state's earned income tax credit. Here's San Francisco Democrat Phil Ting, the Assembly Budget Chair.
We're doing that by increasing the earned income tax credit to those who are self-employed. People who were self-employed, who were poor, were not able to access our earned income tax credit.
Legislators didn't get everything on their wish list. Both houses wanted to spend nearly $1 billion in revenue from the state's new tobacco tax on boosting reimbursement rates for Medi-Cal providers. The governor wanted to fold the money into the state's existing Medi-Cal program for the poor.
It was very much the legislature versus the administration on this.
That's Assembly Budget Vice Chair Jay Obernolte, a Republican from San Bernardino. The agreement that was reached will put more than $500 million towards increasing the provider rates. Obernolte says that still strays from the language that voters approved in November.
When we impose taxes on the populace of California, I think we're obligated to spend those taxes for the purposes that we represent to the public that we collected them for.
Those rate increases will need approval from the Trump administration. Lawmakers are expected to pass the budget tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati in Sacramento.